We've got mail. Wherever I go, I always pack the New Era in my bag to read every day. It helps me to choose the right. Mutual. I read Mutual in the Dominican Republic, September 2008. I liked learning about other wards' mutual because I love going to mutual in my own ward. I liked reading about what people from there had to say about it and what they do during mutual. Looking at this article made me think that mutual there and where I live are a lot alike. It shows that wherever you are in the church, it is still the same. Ben R., Tennessee. From Uruguay. I'm from Maldonado in Uruguay. I like so much the New Era magazine. I'm learning English in high school, but I can't speak and write very well. I like to read the articles. My mother helps me, of course. My favorite is The Point, March 2008. I also like the questions and answers, too. It's great. Gracias por una revista tan maravillosa y edificante. Sarah S., Uruguay. Just David. I want to thank you for publishing the article about David Archuleta, August 2008. He is an amazing role model for teenagers and is a great member of the church. It is great to see such a wholesome young man in the Hollywood spotlight, especially in these times. David has made me think about the way I live my life as a church member and as a person, and has made me want to become the best I can be. It is so good to see someone using their talents for a good purpose. Kim T., Utah. Pack them in a bag. I really love the New Era. Wherever I go, I always pack them in my bag to read every day. It helps me to choose the right. Whenever I fall into temptation, I look at the New Era and think carefully. I personally like the story, How Long Are You Going to Keep Me? September 2008. I remembered again that we can live with our family forever. Haikin K., Korea. Scriptures. I want to thank you for the article, 5 Scriptures That Will Help You Get Through Almost Anything, September 2008. I felt so good reading this, and I know what it says is true. Several months ago, when I was walking to church, I almost got hit by a car. Luckily, the side mirror only swiped my head. It hurt badly, and I felt it was so unfair for that to happen to me. At the ER, I was told that I had no broken bones, no concussion. It was a miracle to have not been seriously hurt. I am reassured that I was spared because my work here is not finished. Just like Scripture number 3 says, Alma chapter 14, verse 13, this article has reminded me that I should live life to the fullest. Mai Vang, Minnesota. Attitudes. I really enjoyed My Attitude Transplant in the September 2008 issue. It showed me just how important it is to take pride in your work. I'll be starting my Eagle Project soon, and that story was a good example about how I should treat not just my Eagle Project, but any form of work. Caleb O., Arizona. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the article. We've got mail.